Good morning to all of you.
Again, good morning to all of you. Welcome to the Fresh Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Just a good time to come together and give God the adoration and praise. God is so ultra awesome. Good to be back on the prayer line. Prayer does change things. Feel great. Feel blessed of the Lord. And I want to thank you all for all of your prayers and concern. Oh, my Lord, so many prayers and concern. I appreciate it very, very much. Let's do our usual, you know, we want to treat the Lord like he's real and treat him like he's in the room. It's important that we treat him kindly, amen, like he's in the room. Amen. And speak to the Lord. And then we'll speak to ourselves. Amen. All those who are on the line. Let's treat him first. In the name of Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Those who have a good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
I often say we talk about him. Tell everybody he's a healer. He's the Savior. He's the wonderful I am. Great I am that I am. And yet we treat him like he's not real. We treat him secondary, in a secondary nature. If you believe he's in the room, if you believe he's real, speak to him like he's real. Amen. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's commence this line with praise. Amen. If you believe he's real, you believe he woke you up this morning, you believe he's the one who started you on your way, you believe that he's the one who gave you hands and feet and legs to walk, you stood up and didn't fall down. If you never experienced that, then maybe you can't appreciate that. You stood up and you had strength in your legs to stand. Believe me, some people do not. And if you have been blessed by God and you're able to open your mouth and say thank you, I wouldn't take it for granted, because some people have been where they couldn't open their mouths and say thank you. I would take the privilege of giving God praise. I'm going to say praise check. That means you come in and give God praise on your level. If your level's way down, I understand. But if he's been good to you and you got a high praise, give him a high praise in the name of Jesus. Here we go. Praise check, everybody.
Lord, Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Again, I want to thank you. Yes, I remember, but I want to thank you again. God bless you for helping me, amen, and for so many of you who've been there for me.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. I want to get some praise reports from anybody who has a praise report. Man, I thought about speaking today, but I'm not going to speak today. Let me have another day here. Amen. If you will, let me say I'm not going to speak today. Let me just think about that, pray about it for a moment here. But until I do, if you all have some praise reports, that would be so good. Anybody have a praise report of what the Lord has done for you? Has he been
good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Praise God. So, thank you. Yeah, this morning. Thank you. I took a message yesterday, and I woke up after, and I thank God for that because I couldn't not even woke up. I thank him, and it came out okay. So I haven't gotten results and everything yet, but I thank God that I came out okay, so I'm still having no problem. Just thank you, God. I just thank you, God. Just thank you. You all continue to keep praying for me.
Yes. All right. God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report? That's good. Sister Peterson, thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. This Ambassador-elect, Prophetess Stanton, my praise report. On yesterday, I asked the prayer line to keep me lifted up because it was really foggy and raining as I was traveling to work. And Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer, were praying at that particular time, and she lifted up my name. And right after she lifted up my name, our car zoomed around me in a curve that could have caused me to rear over in a ditch. And I just praise God for the moment that God answered the prayer. Amen. Because when I'm traveling in the morning, there's a night shift that's leaving. So usually the night shift people are a little sleepy and tired. So they're zooming to get home. But I thank God for traveling grace and mercy and the prayer line. God bless all of you.
Wonderful. God bless you. All right. Any other praise reports? Anybody?
Mr. Dr. Johnson, this morning, I thank God for being able to. He woke me up this morning, and I feel light going on. I'm blessed knowing that he is my shepherd, and I thank him for being the shepherd of my soul. God bless the prayer line and each of you.
God bless you. Wonderful. All right, anybody else?
Good morning. God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. Glad for you to be back. Enjoyed the ones while you were away, but I'm just really glad for you to be back. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I'm just happy about Jesus and what he is to me. On Tuesday morning, we had our Prayer Warriors Christmas party, but the anointing of the Lord was so great until we kind of hated to leave one side of the church and go to the other side. God is just a good God. I thank him waking me up this morning without a pain in my body and how the Lord touched my eyes. I had a problem with my eyes. I was itching around the rim, and I called I put it on the prayer line. Everything I put on the prayer line, God has just blessed. He blessed me. I told my daughter one day, I said, I feel like I'm going to get some money. And sure enough, ever since then, I've been getting little checks and little checks. But the scripture said, despise not today a small thing. So I just thank the Lord for everything. God has really been good to me, and he's made such a beautiful thing of my life. I thank him today.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wonderful. All right. Anybody else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Betty in Kansas City, and I just want to thank God for letting me feel better this morning. I feel better this morning than I have in the last couple of mornings. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm also thankful for our Chief Ambassador also feeling better. So I pray that everybody will have a great day today.
And I'm thankful for you feeling better also.
Yeah.
Good to hear your voice. All right. God bless you. Anyone else? The praise report.
Hey, everyone, prayer line this morning. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. I am praising God. God has worked so many things out for me, things that I've just imagined and wanted and desired. And I'm thanking God. We had a request up here for our church in certain areas, and I wanted to go on the radio and make announcements and just put it out there in the air over the city here. And not only did the Lord bless me to be able to go on the radio to make that announcement, but He blessed me to go on the radio and do the entire program by myself, because the bishop that does the program would be at another program. So I am just praising God. He wanted me to stand in for him. And God know how to work things out, and I'm praising his holy name for everything that he has done and all the blessings and miracles he's worked on this line. And I thank God because he has heard our cry and our prayer. God bless you, and I love you.
Oh, thank you so much. Wonderful. All right, anyone else?
All right. God bless each of you this morning. Our ambassador, our national ambassador, Sister Betty, Mother Johnson, I have been not saying much, but God has blessed me this year. We're getting ready for a parade. We thought it was just going to be a couple of cars and maybe they float with the turkeys and hams on it. But this parade has gotten out of control. You can read the whole story on the Lake County News Sun on day before yesterday. They had a whole page. We are having a parade for God. I tell you, every elected official, every city official from four cities is in this parade. And we're going to be passing out hams, turkeys, and I guess we got 150 turkeys and hams, and I guess about 4,000 toys for the jail. And I'm only going to be doing the jail this year. But God has blessed, and I just want to thank the prayer line for your prayers, for your strength. I'm a little weak this morning because we've been working on floats. I tell you, they ain't paying no attention to the winner. They really is going to participate in this parade on Saturday morning. Kick it off at 8 o'clock. God bless each of you, and thank you again, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, Dr. Fife, all of you who have prayed for me since last year. Last year this time I was just coming out of a coma, wasn't able to get around, but God has blessed me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just pray my strength for all of you for this holiday and hope you have the best.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Dr. Lacey, God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, is there any other person with a prayer, with a praise?
Praise the Lord. Mother John. I'm in Annapolis, Indiana. I tell you the truth, God been so good to me. Oh, God just been good. He just been keeping me. He said if I delight myself in him, he will give me the desires of my heart. And I tell you, he been giving it to me, too. And this is just 2014. Oh, Lord, I'm rocking. I'm waiting.
Muted.
Hang in here. Because I'm telling you, God is good. He been blessing me. He been blessing me from the front to the back. Hallelujah. And Dr. Jones, I miss your voice. I'm glad you're fine. I'm glad it is going good. And everybody on the prayer line, I said, this is a prayer line. You don't never have people praying for you like this. So I just thank and praise God for the prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother Willie Johnson. God bless you. All right, is there anybody else? I got time for about, let me see, maybe two or three, maybe four more. Two, three, four more. Come on. If you have a praise report, if God has been good to you, tell us the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you.
Good morning.
Let me see here. Anyone else? Sister Jennifer, are you in the queue? Are you there? Mother Britt, you in the queue? Go ahead, Sister Jennifer.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. I'm just gratefully thankful how God woke me up this morning and in my right mind and just give me the strength to continue going on about his business and take care of my family. For the past couple of weeks, the enemy, I have not been on a call. Yesterday, the day before yesterday was the first time that I've been on a call. The enemy was just coming with all type of attacks, but I'm just gratefully thankful. I'm back. I love you guys. I consider you guys my family, and thank you for all the prayers from you, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer. The list goes on. Dr. Stern, Mother Johnson, and your beautiful wife. I mean, I'm just gratefully thankful for the prayer line. God bless you all.
God bless you. All right.
Good morning.
Morning,
Dr.
Mom.
Johnson, and to all of the people on the prayer line this morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm so happy and glad to be awakened this morning by the Almighty God. He touched me with a finger of love and woke me up on time that I could call someone else and wake him up. I praise God this morning because he's good to me. I praise him because he takes good care of me, and I had a good night's rest, and how the Lord is taking good care of me. Thank God for all the testimonies I've heard this morning, the praise report, and though he hasn't left me out, and I thank God for that. I thank him because I woke up this morning with a mind stayed on the Lord. I thank him for praise for all the things he's done for me. Feel like he's been good to me and better to me than he has to you. I've had so many years of being good to me, and I praise God for it. And I thank you for giving and allowing me a chance to say that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get your glory out of my life. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Mother Johnson. You know, you have a special place in my heart. Amen. I appreciate you, Mom.
God bless you.
All right. Anyone else with the praise report?
Good morning.
All right. One of y'all.
Mr. Jerry.
Good morning, everyone.
I just wanted to say good morning. I am happy to be alive. I'm always excited when the Lord wakes me up in the morning to continue a new day. I'm just happy to see that you're back, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, and all of the First Fruits family. Have a good day.
Good day to you, Sister Jerry. Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Charlotte Gray, 816. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God. Thank God. Thank God for what he has done for me. I'm just trying week. But I thank God he is maturing me in the faith. He is maturing me in the walk, in this journey. Lord, I just thank you, God, for everything, Lord Jesus, that you're doing. It's just amazing. Just amazing how you just work things out. I'm so thankful to be able to give you the glory, Jesus. Thank you, God, for everything, Lord. Deserved and undeserved, God, I lift up the name of Jesus. I'm so thankful, God.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Sister Dollar Grace. We feel your heart. God bless you. All right, let me go here to, amen, Sister Linda Forshee. You want to say a word? You're in the queue. All right. Someone else?
This is God bless you. This is Mother Britt.
Mother Britt, come on. Amen. Good to hear your voice.
I thank God he's got that level of rest, and thank of all the ambassadors, everyone on the prayer line. I just thank God yesterday that I was able to drive a lady to the Duke Hospital. We were there early in the morning till about 3:30. She had a procedure, and I was able to drive her there, and I just thank God for that. But since I'm on the prayer line, I don't want to have to make two prayer requests. I want y'all to pray for my girlfriend. She lost her three-year-old baby. A three-year-old little boy. He died on Monday. He was eating. And I guess, I don't know if he started choking. I don't know the whole story. whatever, he wasn't able to get the food out. So when they called the paramedics, they was able to get the food back out of him. But he couldn't, he stopped breathing, and he died. So they're going to have the funeral tonight, and he's 3 years old. So I want y'all to, her name is Sharon, and McSwain. And I want y'all to lift the family up, you know, because, you know, that's her grandchild. She lost her daughter, the same lady. She lost her daughter 3 years ago. Now her grandson, the girl, baby died. They gone, both of them.
Oh, God, I feel that. I know all of you feel that pain. Jesus, I'm ready.
At Christmas time.
Examine yourself. Amen. I'm going to stop right now. I feel that. Sharon McSwain lost her 3-year-old, strangled to death, you might say. Yeah. Who wants to pray for that family? Pray for that. You feel that? Pray for them. Amen. Anybody?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you this morning and we stretch our hands to thee because there is no other help that we know. And God, we come and place a prayer over this family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You say you will be a very present help in the time of trouble. But oh God, we pray that first of all, oh God, we thank you for the life that he did have. And you say it in the word of God, man is born of a woman, but for a few days. And, oh, God, the life that he did spend, oh, God, there will be a memories throughout life for this little boy. Oh, God, we pray and lift up the mother this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Soothe her heart, Lord God. There is no love like a mother's love. And, God, we lift her up before you and put her in your hands, Lord God. Put her in your bosom. Put her in your care, Lord God, because there is a plan for her life from this day on in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray if the Father is in his life, touch him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every grandparent, oh God, on both sides, every niece, every nephew, if it be in the other children in the family, sisters and brothers, God, we lift them up. Oh God, we pray that whoever is eulogizing him will give the family a word, oh God, that they can look up and live. And oh God, those that are involved in the family's life, oh God, let them be an encouragement to them, oh God, to lift them up in prayer. And God, the first fruit prayer line, oh God, leading with our chief ambassador, we give our love to this family and we lift them up in prayer, oh God. That's all that we can do and that's the best that we can do. And say, oh God, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And that was your will, regardless of how it looked at it. It looked like God. It still was your will that he went from, oh God, from earth to glory. And God, we pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that there would be a blessing out of this, Lord, that someone would give their life unto the Lord. Someone would surrender unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name right now. Touch Mother Britt, oh God, that has a heart for this family, Lord God. And oh God, we surround with prayer, oh God. This won't be the last prayer, but God, we certainly want this prayer to be recorded in heaven. Oh God, that we bear the, oh God, we as the saints of God, that we bear, oh God, one another's burdens in the name of Jesus. Let it touch from heart to heart and from breast to breast. Let it not put a damper on your birthday, Lord God, that they can still celebrate and thank God another day. And that's why it's so important that when we come together, oh God, that we don't be hesitant about wanting to give you the glory and give you the praise, because we don't know when it'll be our last day, our last. But God, we say thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We pray that the thank yous and the thank you, Jesus, will lift. Because I know when we give it to you and when we say thank you, Jesus, it helps lift a heavy load. And God, we thank you for what you're doing in the heavens as well as in the earth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this family, Lord God. Because of this family, Lord, it is causing us to look up today. It is causing us, oh God, to take a survey of our life, Lord God, because of this family. Oh God, we are the children of the Most High God. And God, lift up any family that is on this line today that is going through bereavement, any family, any member on the line. Sometimes during the Christmas season, the enemy like to come in and put depression and suicidal spirits on those, oh God, that feel like that don't nobody care. But we bind that enemy up this morning in the name of Jesus. We are a people of love. We are people of care. And God, we bind up depressed demons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The enemy like to come in like a flood, but the Lord say he'll raise a standard above us, Lord. Raise the standard of prayer. Lift up the standard of holiness. Lift up the standard of my faith. Look up to thee, thy Lamb of Calvary. We have something to rejoice over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even me, Lord God. Even me, Lord God. I lift up to you this morning, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And before I close out, if I don't say anything else today, my praise report, oh God, is to tell my chief ambassador, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share your platform in the name of Jesus. Every time God gives me an opportunity to be used by him, I'm grateful. I'm humble unto God. And to God be the glory is my prayer, is our prayer this morning in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much. Amen. That's Ambassador Stern. Amen. Nobody can do it like Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Pfeiffer, all y'all. Mighty women of God, mighty women. God bless you. I'll take at least one more praise report. If you have one, jump in there. Sister, let's see, Sister Aretha Scott, you're in the queue. You want to say something for the Lord? All right. Anyone else want to say something for the Lord? The line is open for to you, if you would like to jump in there.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Sister Castile here in Minneapolis.
Sister Castile.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Johnson, and all the great warriors and saints of God on First Group. I do praise and thank God for the gift of my life this morning for all he has done this year and in the coming few days of 2014. I thank God for this prayer line, and since I've been on here, I've just been blessed, blessed, blessed. I've gotten strength, and I've gotten big miracles, and great things have happened, and I just thank God for the good days and the bad days. The good outweighs the bad, and I just thank God for just being alive on this side of heaven, and I thank God for all he's done, all he's doing, so many things. I won't take up the time to mention them, but God has just gave great deliverance, and just great things are in store for us all in the coming year. And I thank God that I will be a part of it in the name of Jesus. That's his plan. And I thank God for you, and I love you, and have a great blessed day.
Thank you so much.